What's up, everybody? Welcome back to this episode of Better Than Before. I'm your host, Dr. Brian Burnett, and I am here to educate, motivate, and inspire you to live your best life and to be better than before. Guys, what is going on? It is Thursday, August 27th, 2020, and welcome back. It's been a couple months since my last episode, and things have been crazy. So I wanted to take this episode to kind of recap everything that's been going on in my life, personally and professionally, over the last couple months. So I am titling this episode, "The Obstacle is the Way," because 2020 has been such an obstacle for many, many people. We've, as a country and individually, we have all gone through a lot of obstacles. And I'm basing this episode off of the book titled "The Obstacle is the Way" by Ryan Holiday, who's also the author of The Daily Stoic. And this is a Stoic philosophy that through our obstacles and our struggles, we will find the way. And one of my favorite quotes of all time is by Frederick Douglass, that without struggle, there is no progress. And if you guys think back on your life, all the difficult times that you've gone through, those are the times that you've grown the most, that you've learned the most, that you've probably transformed as a person. So we don't need to run away from our obstacles and our struggles, because that is where we grow, and that is where we learn, and that is where we find the way to that next chapter in our life. And this could not be more fitting than right now in our present day, because we have gone through so many struggles and so many obstacles in this year of 2020. Personally, as communities, as a nation, as a world, there's been so many obstacles. And I really feel as there's a large community of people online that believe that there's a great awakening happening, that we are going to be kind of transforming into a better world because there's a lot of things that are coming to light this day and age. So I'd wanted to share with you some of my personal struggles that I've been going through this year and how I've overcome them. So I was very excited about 2020. Coming into the new year, 2020 was a new beginning, and the last several years I've been really kind of struggling and fighting tooth and nail to kind of grow my business and achieve my professional and financial goals, and it has really been an uphill battle. But a lot of great things are happening, and I was believing that 2020 was going to be my year. And it has in a way, but I never thought that it would be as difficult as it's been. So the year started out January and February slower than I had anticipated in my business. And then COVID happened at the end of February, beginning of March. And then quarantine happened March and April. My business dropped about 80 to 90%. What I was seeing patients in one day, I was seeing in a week. And I quickly ran out of money. I had no money to pay my bills. I was hardly seeing any patients. And although I was an essential provider and I was allowed to, stay open and operate my business, I couldn't force patients to come in to make appointments and to see me. So it was really difficult. I wasn't able to pay my bills, personal or business bills, and I was really behind on a lot of bills, including my mortgage and my rent, and it was extremely stressful. And I honest to God thought that I was going to lose my business. I was like, this is it. It's been a nice run, 7 years, but this is it. And I thought I was going to have to close my doors. And thankfully, there was the government assistance and stimulus money that was available. So I applied for that as quickly as possible, the day it came available, back in the beginning of March. And then I waited and I waited and I waited. And I, honestly, there were two grants that the money ran out before my application could be processed. And I thought that I wasn't going to get any money. And by the end of April, I was extremely stressed out. I actually was having health issues, which I'm an extremely healthy person. Never had any health problems, knock on wood. And I was having high blood pressure. I was having chest pains. And I honest to God thought I was having a heart attack. And it was very scary. And I went to my primary care doctor, got some tests done. Everything was fine. I was healthy, but I was just having a lot of anxiety that was having physical manifestations in my body. And you know, it was a very scary time. You know, I thought I was going to lose my business and my ability to provide for my family. And this is what I've been working for the last 15 years of my life. And I thought that it was all going to be over with. And through that obstacle is where I found the way. And, you know, I'm a very optimistic person. So I may get down for a day or two, but I don't stay down long. And I quickly, you know, decided that I was going to do whatever it takes to keep moving forward. I stayed positive, and I had a positive outlook that it was all going to work out. But I stayed proactive, and I was aggressively every day researching any sort of grants or stimulus money that I could get. I applied for everything that was available, and I was doing everything I could to try to keep my business afloat, staying in touch with my patients, sending out emails, social media posts, offering telemedicine, offering to go to people's homes to do adjustments and treatment. And and I just every day was focused on doing whatever I could. I wrote a book during quarantine, which I'm really excited. I'm going to be releasing that actually next week in September. I had planned on releasing it earlier in the summer, but the last couple months I've been super busy with something new that I'm going to share with you. So now I'm going to be releasing my book, Mobility Secrets Black Book, in the beginning of September, which will be the intro to my 30-day mobility challenge. So I'm very excited about that. But when I was on the precipice of losing my business, I was looking for any way, anything that I could do, to cut my expenses and to try to keep my business afloat. So luckily, the end of April, beginning of May, I finally received my stimulus money, which was greatly needed, and I was able to take a big sigh of relief there, and I was able to pay all my bills, get caught up on everything, and have a little bit of money left over. And then I found a new office just down the street from my old one. My old office was a good location, but not great, and it was very, very expensive. I didn't have a ton of space to grow and expand and to do all the things that I want to do in my practice, and my rent was really expensive, and I had cut all my expenses as much as I could, but that was the one thing that I could not lower, and I pleaded with my landlord to try to lower it just for a year or two so I could get caught up on my bills, and he was not willing to oblige. So I found a new office, and it's a much better location. It's only 30 seconds down the road from my old office. It's right by the hospital, and I'm on a main road, and I have tons of traffic. Hundreds of cars driving by every day. My office, I have more parking. I have twice as much space as my old office, and my rent is significantly lower. This was a huge, huge win for me. And it wouldn't have happened without this struggle, this obstacle of coronavirus and quarantine, because I would have been complacent, and I would have stayed in that old office and continued to struggle. But through this big struggle, I've found the way, and I've grown, and I've learned, and I've transformed. And I want to encourage you guys to do the same thing. So the obstacle and the struggle is where we learn and we grow the most. And I want to encourage you to not run from your obstacles, but to run through them. So I want to share with you a couple steps how to overcome your obstacles. The first one is you have to identify the problem. You can't manage what you don't measure. So if things are difficult in your life, if you're going through a hard time, but you don't know why, really sit down, take inventory of your life, of your habits and your actions and where you are, and try to isolate and figure out what is the source of your struggle and your problem in life. Once you've identified that, then you can take action. So step number two is, once you've identified that problem, is to accept it. A lot of people don't want to accept that there's something wrong with their life. They don't want to accept that they have bad habits that have caused, because a lot of times it's our own selves, our own habits, our own self-destruction that has caused the struggles and the problems with our lives. If you have a problem with addiction, if you have a problem with laziness, procrastination, it's a lot of times our own habits that cause these struggles and obstacles in our lives. So once we've identified that, we have to accept it as true. The third step is to meditate and focus on how you can leverage your obstacle for growth. So you need to make a list of things. So for me, my obstacle was that I was not in a great location for my business. My expenses were too high, and my expenses were exceeding my income. So I came up with a list and a strategy to lower my expenses and increase my income. So I cut all my expenses as much as I can. I probably cut about $25K a year in expenses, if not more. But with my new office and the increased space, I'm bringing on new providers and new services to grow my income as well. So we're offering chiropractic, but we're also focusing on physical therapy and bringing on new massage therapists and offering new services. I'm also bringing on a nurse practitioner, and we're going to be offering stem cell therapy. So really just trying to capitalize on growing income as well as cutting back expenses. So step number three, make a list of how you can leverage your obstacles for growth. And then step number four is, come up with a game plan to overcome your obstacles. Write it down on paper. Can't emphasize this enough. It's one thing to think about it in your head, but once you actually take that action step of physically writing it down, it solidifies it in your brain. So write down, once you've identified the problem, you've accepted it, and you've come up with a list of how you can learn and grow from this obstacle in your life, you want to come up with a game plan, an action plan. And step number five is to take massive action every day until you achieve your goal. All right, guys, that's all I've got for you today. So just to recap, the obstacles and the struggles in your life are the way of learning new things and growing and transforming in your life to come to become better than before. I hope you guys have enjoyed this, and I've got a lot of exciting new ideas for new episodes coming up in the future. and I promise I won't wait as long to get out new episodes. Guys, go out there, hustle, work hard, and be better than before. All right, I will see you guys next time.
Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed the show today. Thank you so much for listening. It really means the world to me. I hope that you'll follow our podcast on Spotify, Anchor, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Right now, I want to share with you something really exciting that I'm working on. It's a 30-day mobility challenge that's going to help improve flexibility, mobility, athletic performance, decrease pain and injury, and improve performance. I'm so excited about this. I'm working on it right now. So if you're an athlete, if you're a runner, if you're a weekend warrior, or you just want to move better and get out of pain, this program is for you. It's a 30-day mobility challenge, and I'm going to be sharing more information with you in the near future. All right, guys, thanks so much for listening. I hope you have a fantastic day. Get out there, hustle, work hard, enjoy the journey, and be better than before.